United Nation Arts Program of Oneida. First reader, Mariel. Second reader, I'm unfamiliar. But let's begin with the word sample, please. Yes.
Thank you.
So they're asking, from the United Nation, they're asking for $6,000 of an $18,000 cash budget to bring Leonardo Vasquez of the Coalition for Creative Placemaking to Wisconsin to do a Creative Placemaking Summit. The context that they put forward is that gaming revenues are flat. The arts program, a successful arts program at the United Nations, has been going for 25 years and going well. And now they're looking for options for kind of a new economic surge growing out of cultural identity. And looking at the whole creative placemaking idea seemed to be ideal. It appears that they're going to have some teaser workshops and then culminating in the summit. It will involve all sorts of different departments within the tribe, as well as they're looking to work with organizations like Creative Portage, UW Extension, and others. It seems to be, as they argue it, it seems to be a very logical thing for them to be looking at. And growing out of all of the work they've done already. I wasn't totally clear, but I'm not too worried about it, who's going to actually be doing the workshops, whether Mr. Vasquez is being brought to do those, but I don't think that's what it is. Most of the budget's being spent on artistic fees and so it'll be workshop costs, bringing him as well as his travel. It felt like a really thoughtful application. It fits into their economic development and tourism planning strategies. Some of the individuals who were mentioned locally who would be kind of on the ground in Wisconsin partners, they mentioned Loretta Webster as a key. She's an elder. She started the Woodland Indian Art Show. She's well respected in the community, and she's going to be kind of the key or a key Wisconsin connection for Mr. Vasquez. They're eager to engage a big cross-section of tribal stakeholders. And their evaluations seem totally appropriate. They're going to be looking at both the skill evolution as well as attitude evolution among people. I loved their evaluation thing, actually. Yeah. When they were talking about the underpants gnomes and making the analogy to everybody thinks about phase one and then thinks about phase three, which is success, but never talks about the business planning piece in phase two. And I thought that was frank and really interesting. There's clarity about what the economic development outcomes are going to be ultimately, and recognition that it all has to do with collaboration within and outside of the tribe. Their online phone game mentioned in the evaluation tool struck me as very nifty, and I like that. Oh, and Mr. Vasquez has a really interesting background. He runs a creative placemaking program at the New Hampshire Institute for the Arts. And as I could read it, it's all about engagement, collaboration, and stakeholder building.
Thank you for those comments.
I also found that the project was highly relevant to the community. I really think that the way that they're incorporating the different tribal members and was something that I thought would be quite powerful for this project. I was also a little unsure of where those artistic fees were going to go and how that was going to be done. I did find that the methodology used in the evaluation a little bit lacking. I think I wish I would have seen a little bit more there to see how exactly they were going to know that this project was successful or how it's going.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else?
I concur.
I think this is an exemplary application. I work in creative placemaking for years, and I think it is about leadership development, and so the fact that they want to take learnings from these different regional conferences and reapply it into their tribal development plans that I also think were well-developed, evaluation aspects included. So I think it's just smart. And my main question was just, again, what does First Nation culture have to contribute to creative placemaking, especially in regards to valuing land and community, and to build strategic partnerships over time because they're actually navigating their own governance in a very particular way. So trying to build shared language based in their cultural framework, I think, is beautiful. I love this poetic of bringing the mountain to Wisconsin.
I think
they are bringing Vasquez here. That's what I understood.
They are. I know for the summit.
What I couldn't quite
figure out was the four little teaser workshops that we talked about.
Yes.
The budget didn't look like they were doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, I'm not worried at all.
Right.
It just seems to be so strategic and stepwise. And you think, my gosh, I just wish everybody who was sort of throwing the term creative placemaking around, which is so much that I don't even know what it means anymore, would be as thoughtful as these guys. It's just one to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's arts-based community development. At some level, any of us have been working in the arts our career, it's what we've been doing. We're all place-based one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, have a center we're working.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of these vocabulary words right now that's being used to death. Mm-hmm. And these guys actually really know what they're talking about, what they mean by it.
Yes.
It's mostly driven by funders, that language.
Isn't that crazy?
It really is. Yeah.